If you want to be at the tip of the spear of sports performance, the answer is simple. Simply Faster is your insider's edge to maximize results with the highest quality premier sports equipment in the business. Visit Simply Faster and level up.
What's up, Facebook world? It's Ryan Banta again, and this is a little earlier than most people would do a Father's Day dedication, but I wanted to get out ahead of Father's Day and kind of talk about, you know, mentorship and fathers and men and the important role that they play in young people's lives. And, you know, being a dad isn't just, you know, providing the part of the project that makes, you know, the biology work. Being a dad is something more than that. You know, it's being a father, taking responsibility, doing the things that you need to do, even when they are not easy. I'm very lucky. I have a really, really good father. My dad has always been there for me all my life, even when it's not easy to. And even though I have a lot of privilege and white privilege and all these kind of things, you know, I wasn't an easy kid to raise. I have many learning disabilities. I had behavior issues. I had confidence issues. I was overly sensitive. And, you know, in the today's world, when you're expected to be so many things at once, that can be really difficult to do. And some people, some men would turn and run. And we see more of that every day in our lives with fathers and unfortunately kids that are left alone without a real strong male influence. And in some ways, society tells us being a strong male influence is maybe something that is bad. And that's not at all the case. You can be strong and sensitive at the same time. And my father, I was blessed to have, was a very, very strong and powerful man, very intelligent. And, you know, what made him a really, really good dad was simply that he wasn't afraid to tell me no. He was strong in his convictions. He didn't bend when he didn't need to bend. And then when there were times that he needed to release a little bit of pressure or allow for me to have some things that maybe most hardcore dads wouldn't let happen, he bent to that will and let that happen. And, you know, he was never afraid to tell me he loved me. You know, he was never afraid to give me a hug. He was never afraid to give me a kiss on the cheek. You know, and some people be like, ah, that's not manly stuff. Well, it's very manly. Being sensitive, being loving, being able to express to someone who needs it that, hey, they're doing a good job, that they're a good person, that they're somebody who's loved, that's important. And not all kids get that. Not all coaches provide that. Not all teachers can provide that. This is a thing that is very special and unique that comes from fathers. Mothers can do it. Other people can do these things. But that balance of a fatherly love, that masculine love, that care, that strength is so very important. And my dad was never afraid to humble himself in front of me, to express the things that when he was growing up, when he was younger, that didn't work out, the things that he regrets, the things that he wishes he would have done differently, and not using that as guilt to push me to do something that, you know, he never did, or to live through me vicariously. That wasn't the goal. The goal was to try to create a better life for me at every step of the way. That meant sacrifice of, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars of time, of weekends, of late nights, just so that he could provide for our family. That meant sometimes, you know, working at the station, you know, for days on end and not being able to come home, working odd hours. There were times where I wasn't able to see my father for weeks at a time because of the odd schedule that he had to work. But that didn't mean he didn't love me. That didn't mean he wasn't there. He was always there. And when he could be present, he was ever present. And I loved him for that. And even though, you know, we try to talk about parents being perfect or whatever, that's wrong. Being manly is not being perfect. In fact, being imperfect is perfection. And what do I mean by that? Well, what I mean by that is that showing your flaws, showing your weaknesses, pretending that, you know, you're perfect or that everything is right and you're always right, that isn't strength. The strength that a man can show is that, hey, I love you. And, you know, I'm going to make mistakes. I've made mistakes. Here are the things that I've done or might do in the future but I don't want you to do those things. And here's what I would have done differently. Here's what I want for you. This is why I love you. These are the sacrifices that I make for you. That imperfection is what makes life robust. What are we supposed to learn? How are we supposed to improve if we pretend that we're perfect right out of the gate? And that's what I think really made my dad so very special, you know, is that his willingness to share those imperfections, his willingness to open himself up to that. Why is it important to be involved? Why is it important to do your job besides the obvious, right? The obvious things that we all know about and we think, but it's reality. If there's not a man in a child's life, that child is more likely to have a teenage pregnancy, either to be pregnant or to get someone pregnant. They're more likely to do drugs. They're more likely to go to jail. They're less likely to graduate high school. They're less likely to graduate college. These are real facts. Kids need strong men in their lives, and they especially need fathers, even if it's not easy to do. I'm not perfect. My wife will tell you that all the time. I get a little bit frustrated with Isabel because she's a lot like me. She never stops talking. She's very, very sensitive, and I love her for it. And, you know, that's something that I'm going to have to work on my entire life is patience and understanding. And my dad had to work on that too. And he got a lot better as we continued to grow old together. And I hope to do the same thing as my father was able to do. And I'm hopeful that I can provide the same experience and the same love and the same care for my two girls and to be a good supportive husband to my wife. You know, every morning when I wake up and I hop into the shower, I take my rings off and then I put my rings back on. And even though most of us do that every day, part of it for me is a ritual that, you know, I want to recommit myself to my wife and to my family every day. And one of the, I got that, that's not an original. I got that from actually Ken Greathouse, who's tagged on this video, who's a really good mentor and a positive influence in my life too. That, you know, you want to recommit every day. It's never on autopilot. You know, a couple of videos ago, I talked about culture and how culture has to be nurtured every day. Being a father has to happen every day. And some days you're not going to do a good job. And you're not gonna be great, and you're gonna have to beg for forgiveness and say you're sorry. But as long as you're trying to do everything you can do through love, then you're gonna be on the right path most of the time. It's never a perfect path; it's a robust one, met with many pitfalls and mistakes and opportunities and growth. And from a long time of years and years and years of being a parent, you know, you'll be rewarded by seeing happy, wonderful, successful children. Now, that means that a lot of us out there may not have a dad. That doesn't mean you're doomed. It doesn't mean that these things can't happen for you. There are other people in your life that are trying to be your mentors all the time, and they can help. And don't be afraid to have that help. Don't be afraid to ask for advice. You know, one of the manliest things that you can do is to admit, I don't know everything, and to be willing to go to someone else to seek out help or advice or to talk to someone about those problems. One of the most manly things you can do that a lot of people don't think is very manly is expressing your feelings, sharing your thoughts, talking with people, opening up, crying. And I know these are things that oftentimes we don't think about as being very manly, but are very important for a loving and caring relationship. So to all you fathers out there, keep doing your work. You don't need to be perfect. You just need to be loving. You need to be caring, and you need to be on your job every day, consistent. Happy Father's Day, guys. I know it's really early, but I wanted to get the message out there so that, you know, you guys can maybe share this with some of your friends, some of your loved ones. You know, I'm trying to do my best not to cry because of all the feelings and emotions that I have going on with this. But Dad, I love you. You've been a great, great father. You continue to be a great father, and you show great patience with a son who isn't always the best at being the best son. But I love you no matter what, and thank you for everything you've done for me.